This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Two people have been killed, three others injured in a knife attack on London Bridge. As AP said, Donahue reports the attacker was shot dead by police in what is being called a terrorist incident.
Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler set a deadline for next.
Early Saturday, police identified the attacker as 28-year-old Usman Khan, who had previously been convicted on terrorism-related charges, but was released from prison last year.
Witnesses saw a man with a knife being wrestled to the ground by people who were nearby. Assistant Commissioner Neil Basu says police responded.
A male suspect was shot by specialist armed officers from the City of London Police, and I can confirm that this suspect died at the scene.
Basu says the man was wearing a fake bomb vest, and this is being treated as a terrorist incident. Prime Minister Boris Johnson praises the people who tackled the suspect.
For me, they represent the very best of our country, and I thank them.
Police say they aren't looking for anyone else. Basu says officers are keeping an open mind as to a motive. I'm Ed Donahue.
In the Netherlands, three young people were injured in a stabbing attack in the Hague Central Shopping District. National broadcaster NOS, citing unnamed sources, said that at the moment there was no indication of a terrorist motive. Police launched a manhunt to search for the suspect after the attack Friday evening. A police spokeswoman, Marae Kuiper, says that they are searching for a man in a gray tracksuit.
Abdul Mehdi's resignation.
There was a stabbing incident here. Three people are hurt, and we are looking for a suspect right now.
And police said that the victims are receiving treatment at a local hospital. They also said that the stabbing occurred in an area near the city's historic center, and it was busy with holiday shoppers at the time of the incident. This is VOA News. North Korea made perhaps its most direct recent threat to resume longer-range missile tests, warning Saturday that it may soon launch a real ballistic missile in the vicinity of Japan. Pyongyang has carried out 13 rounds of short- or medium-range launches since May alone. Most experts say nearly all of the tests have involved some form of ballistic missile technology. The latest test came Thursday, when North Korea conducted its fourth launch this year of what it called a super-large multiple rocket launch system. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe condemned the launch as a violation of United Nations Security Council resolutions, which prohibit North Korea from any ballistic missile activity. Six European nations say they will join a fledgling financial system to bypass U.S. sanctions against Iran, challenging a U.S. President Donald Trump days before he meets leaders of some of those nations in London. In a joint statement Friday, Belgium, Denmark, Finland, the Netherlands, Norway, and Sweden all said they are in the process of becoming shareholders of the Instrument in Support of Trade Exchanges, also known as INSTEX. Britain, France, and Germany launched INSTEX in January to enable companies to trade with Iran without using U.S. dollars or going through U.S. banks, thereby shielding such companies from U.S. sanctions. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee has given President Trump 1 week to say whether his legal counsel intends to introduce evidence and call witnesses in upcoming impeachment proceedings that could lead to formal charges of misconduct within weeks. Iraqi Prime Minister Adel Abdel Mahdi announced his resignation on Friday after the country's top Shiite Muslim cleric urged lawmakers to reconsider their support for government. Reuters' Lauren Anthony has more.
Abdel Mehdi's resignation marked the latest twist in Iraq's unprecedented crisis, and his departure could be a blow to Iranian influence after Iran's militia allies and its own commanders intervened last month to keep the premier in his job despite mass protests. Young, unarmed and majority Shiite Muslim protesters have led demands for an overhaul of Iraq's political system, one they say is endemically corrupt and serves foreign powers, especially Baghdad's ally, Tehran. Iraq's current political class is drawn mainly from powerful Shiite politicians, clerics and paramilitary leaders, including many who lived in exile before a US-led invasion overthrew Sunni dictator Saddam Hussein in 2003.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.